Before we start, a quick warning before we begin. It is a federal offense to walk on train tracks and to walk across train bridges. The Cryptid Catalog does not encourage or condone anyone to walk on train tracks or walk on train bridges, as it is a federal offense. Hello and welcome to the Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains federal warnings, mentions of freak shows, and deaths by train accidents. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. A train trestle bridge towers overhead, and thick Kentucky forests seem to swallow you whole. In the distance, the whistle of a swift-moving train calls out. As you peer into the depths of the trees, a pair of glowing golden eyes emerges, followed by a set of twisting horns atop a fur-covered face. Killian, what is this creature?
You've already done the jackalope, right?
Yes, but it's not the jackalope.
Leshy.
No.
I don't know.
The Pope Lick Monster.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Okay, well, let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Okay, so Killian, as always, first things first, we actually have quite a few people to thank for this one. The Pope Lick Monster was a very popular suggestion. We have Cole, Wynn, and Griff to thank for introducing us.
That's how I know. Is our suggestion coming yet?
So that to suggest, to thank for introducing us to the Pope Lick Monster. So to start with, let's say thank you to our friends, Cole, Wynn, and Griff.
Thank you, Cole, Wynn, and Griff.
Yes. And so, Ginny, stop jingling over there.
Ginny can't help it. She's moving. She's moving and grooving.
She doesn't move for hours, but she does this every time. She does this when I record my show, too. She will sit still for hours, but the minute the microphone comes on, she's like, I must move my body. And I must jingle my bell. So, Killian, to start with, have you heard of the Pope Lick Monster?
As of now, no.
Okay. So, I've heard the name before, but I don't know anything beyond the name. So, I'm also excited to learn about this, especially because it seems like it's not that far from us. So, here's some information on that. There is an old railroad trestle bridge over Pope Lick Creek in the Fisherville neighborhood of Louisville, Kentucky. See, not too far, because we're not terribly far from Louisville. While the bridge is old and rust-coated, it is still the busiest railroad used by the Norfolk Southern Railroad Company to this day. It was built in the late 1800s, and it is 90 foot tall and 772 feet long. So this is a very long and very tall bridge. Again, should we ever walk on railroad tracks or train bridges?
No.
No. Good answer. Well, the Pope Lick Monster isn't a bridge. It's a creature that's been haunting Louisville, Kentucky campfire stories for nearly 100 years, though.
Was it part of the Transcontinental Railroad?
What? This particular? I have no idea. I cannot answer that question.
Yeah.
Because I have zero clues. So, Would you like to hear a story about the how the Popelik monster came to be? And then we can dig some a little bit deeper into some lore.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. This story is called The Carnival Train. The storm appeared unannounced as the train roared down the railroad tracks heading for Louisville. Thunder exploded, the wind shook the carts, and the lightning revealed the scarred name of a traveling circus. Several performers and carnival workers huddled around a small table playing cards, and the room was covered by flickering lantern light. The low, angry bleat of a goat cut through the sounds of the storm outside, and the group of carnival members looked at one another in silence. In an attempt to get more butts in seats, the carnival had taken up a new set of acts, freak shows. Recently, the carnival had collected a man who could breathe underwater. A lie, of course. He had a thin tube that he used to breathe out of, and he hid it by turning to his side while in the dunk tank. They had hired a pair of twins who were born joined at the hip. This was real, and people did come to stare and ask deeply impersonal questions. And of course, there was the goat man. The goat man had become part of the group by accident, found at the back of an abandoned barn near an old show site. He had been chained up and left for dead. Seeing an opportunity, the ringmaster decided to release the creature and bring him along to sell tickets. Since the addition of the goat man, strange things had started to happen at the circus. Tightrope walkers would be in the middle of their high wire acts and freeze, like they had been hypnotized. Crowds would watch as the tightrope walkers would step intentionally off the wire and, fortunately, land on the safety net. Lion cages would be mysteriously left open, and caretakers would be attacked, barely escaping with their lives. And one night, the ringmaster was found staring at the goatman's cage, his eyes locked tight with the creature's. The train car gave a giant shake, tilting like a ship on rough waters, snapping the carnival workers out of their thoughts. The goatman bleated again, this time more feral than ever before. The carnival workers thought at first that it was another blast of thunder and wind, but no. The cards lifted off the table and suddenly the cart began to flip, spinning down off the tracks, crashing down into the Kentucky mud. In the wet, twisted wreckage, survivors pulled themselves out. The rain was still pouring down, and the workers saw animals jumping and scattering from the debris. A long, loud bleat echoed out, rivaling the sound of the storm, and the workers turned to see the goat man standing on his hooves, his body that of a strong man covered in gruff fur, his goat head tilted down, his eyes narrowed at his former captors, looking as if he was ready to charge. A boom of thunder and a clap of lightning sent screams through the carnival workers, who all recoiled in fear of a coming attack. But nothing happened. When they opened their rain-soaked eyes, the goat man was gone. What did you think of the story?
I liked it.
Okay, I liked it too. So let's talk looks. What do you think the goat man might look like?
Well, I'd see a minotaur.
So you think like maybe the goat man might look similar to like a minotaur, but more goat than like a
ox
or like a steer. Like, yeah. Okay. I can see that. That makes sense to me. So in most accounts, the Popelik monster, named after Popelik Creek below the Popelik train trestle, appears as a human-goat hybrid with the grotesquely deformed body of a man. It has powerful fur-covered goat legs, an alabaster-skinned face with a goat's nose and wide-set eyes. Short, sharp horns protrude from the forehead, nestled in long, greasy hair that matches the color of the fur on the legs. So, what do you think the Poplik monster might actually does to people?
Rams them with his horns.
It's a good guess. So, according to the accounts, the creature usually either hypnotizes, so remember what that was part of the story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or uses voice mimicry. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
What's voice
mimicry? Making other people, making himself sound like other people.
Oh, okay.
To lure people. That makes me remind me of the Skinwalker.
I was going to say that. Good job. Uses voice mimicry to lure trespassers to the trestle to meet their deaths before an oncoming train. So he'll call to them, make them come up onto the train tracks, and right when a train is coming.
Oh.
Which, by the way, Goatman or Poplik monster aside, is part of the reason why you're not supposed to go on train tracks, because trains move so fast. You could potentially not be able to get yourself off the train tracks safely before a train approaches.
Yeah.
And it's very dangerous and you could be hit by a train, which is why you're not supposed, which is the main reason why you're not supposed to go on train tracks.
Yeah.
So he's, by him luring you onto the train tracks, he's putting you in direct danger.
Yeah.
So other stories claim the monster jumps down from the trestle onto the roofs of passing cars. And other legends tell that it attacks its victims with a blood-stained axe. It has also been said that the very sight of the creature is so unsettling that those who see it while walking across the high trestle are driven to leap off of it.
Like leap off the bridge or mm-hmm. leap off the train tracks?
Well, the train tracks are like up super high.
Ah.
So jump, they're so like disturbed by seeing him that they jump to their death.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, how high?
Well, hold on. Remember earlier, Daddy said it was, hold on, let's scroll back up to the top. Because remember he said it was 90 feet high.
Just the tracks?
The trestle part. Like the, or the like up, the remember it's like a big.
Yeah.
Do you remember how, like, when we drive, like, some train tracks are, like, up above, like, a body of water or, like, or just up above, like,
yeah.
Not just body of water, I guess, but, like, up suspended in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you just fall, leap off to your death.
Yeah.
So, whatever is happening, so it is like a bridge, basically. So, you're not correct. So, whatever is happening on that bridge, I would not recommend anybody go there just in case. The bridge where the Poplik, and also remember, it goes over the Poplik River, right?
Yeah.
The bridge where the Poplik monster is said to haunt is close to a major highway. And while the location has several sets of gates with danger and keep out signs posted everywhere in hopes of stopping individuals from exploring too close to the bridge, unfortunately, people still try to get there to the bridge and climb and walk across it to look for the Poplik monster and to seek some thrills. Very dangerous, though. We should not do it. I say it again, walking on bridges and train tracks is a federal offense and is very dangerous. Trains in North America can travel anywhere between 70 and 150 miles per hour, and they have very limited visibility and are incredibly difficult to stop, meaning that if a person were on the tracks, the train would have virtually no way of slowing down, let alone stopping in time for the person to get off the train tracks. Several people have died on or near the bridge at Pope Creek in pursuit of the Poplik monster legend. A 17-year-old boy in 1988, a 19-year-old man in 2000, and a young woman who was legend hunting in 2016. A 15-year-old girl was searching for the monster in 2019. So that wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
So, Killian, honestly, that's pretty much it for the Poplik monster. I've never heard. It's funny, if I've heard of the Goat Man. I think it's in Maryland. I've heard of the Goat Man.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of the Poplik monster. But they are very similar, obviously.
Yeah.
But That's funny. I wonder if they're basically the same thing, but they're just called something different because of their location.
Yeah. Wait, can you show me what the
Poplic Monster?
Poplic Monster looks
Let's look
like.
It up. Poplic. Oops. Monster. Let's see. Like I said, it's not that far from us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally, it's the same as the Goat Man.
Hmm.
Like I said, I think that's in Maryland. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Goat Man.
I mean, like.
And by the way, everybody, I know it's written Louisville, but it's pronounced Louisville. That's just the way of it. Yeah. That was very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that there was another urban legend or another like cryptid monster so close to us.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, thank you to Cole, Wynn, and Griff for introducing us to another cryptid that's so close to us.
Yeah, I would, I wouldn't cross.
But we will not be going to look for it because it is a crime.
I would not take the bridge.
No. You're not a train. You can't unless you're in the train.
Well, I would not. I would take.
I guess you could go on the highway near it with your car.
Or I could go on a boat. Like, I could take a rowboat.
Oh, the water that's near it?
Then I could climb a.
No, that's illegal.
No, like, climb the cliff up it.
Oh, not the train tracks.
No.
Oh.
No, I climbed the cliff by the. It's like the plateau that's, circling around the river.
You're saying you would like to go find a thing that could hypnotize and mimic voices and hypnotize you to go stand on a train track or jump off a thing to your death?
The closest cryptid that's ever been close to us, and we
no, there have- are closer. Well, there are also well, I there are close cryptids to here too.
There are.
Well, well.
Not any we covered.
Well, maybe not. There's a couple, like, near-ish to us, but we have our...
imagine a cryptid in Nashville. It's a half-man, half-goat. It's a half-man, half-horse wearing a cowboy hat.
Hilarious. We have an urban legend that's very close, not a cryptid.
What is it?
The Bell Witch.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
I mean, that's literally very close, but anyway.
It's, like, 20 minutes down.
Yeah. But, like, yes, I see what you're saying. But the Land Between the Lakes has a bunch of...
What's Land Between the Lakes?
The little, like, park thing that's not that far from us. Anyway, this isn't... We've derailed.
Yeah.
Like a train.
Quit making train jokes.
That was... Anyway. I've lost all train of thought.
My God!
I didn't even mean to
do that one. Oh my God!
I didn't even mean to do that one.
Oh my God!
That's so good. I didn't even mean to do that one. That's so funny.
Okay, go back to Cult the Lamb. You've had enough riots.
I've been awake since 5:30. I'm so tired. Anyway, okay. Well, thank you to our friends for suggesting the Poplic Monster. I found that very interesting. I really liked that one. Let me tell you, our listeners are the best. We have never been disappointed by a listener suggestion, ever. Never. They have the best suggestions. And we have a long list of more suggestions, so don't you worry. We have plenty to go through. And you can keep sending suggestions, because we love it. And if you have a suggestion of your own, politely grab your grown-up, wait till it's business hours.
Which is seven.
No, that's your, but everybody's business hours are different. Those are just your business hours. Everybody's business hours are different. Wait till politely ask for their help and send us an email. And we've got a long list. So if we haven't gotten to your suggestion yet, don't worry, we will get to it. And if it's been like a really long time since you sent your suggestion.
It's very good to politely let us know, because we may have forgotten it.
No.
Doing other suggestions.
Yeah, you could absolutely politely reach out to us. We've had a couple people do that. And we've just made sure that it's still on our list. And that's been perfectly wonderful. So that's great.
Yeah.
Everybody's been so kind. You guys are the best. And I think that's all I got for them. Do you got anything?
No.
Got nothing?
No.
Do you have any suggestions for things? They like listening to your suggestions. Any good books you want to suggest?
No, not right now.
Or TV? Well, no, you haven't really. Oh, any good TV shows you want to suggest? You've not been watching a lot of TV. You've mostly been reading. You've been watching Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I don't think.
What do you mean?
No,
it's an old TV show, but they might like it.
Yeah. On Nickelodeon.
What's on Netflix? But yes.
It's Nickelodeon from Netflix.
Correct.
Well, it's from Nickelodeon and it's on Netflix.
But you don't have any books you want to suggest?
No, not right now. I haven't finished any.
You didn't want to suggest Percy Jackson?
Oh, yeah. Percy Jackson. If you like Greek mythology...
There you go.
You will love Percy Jackson. It is the best way to learn.
Sure.
Killian's
read the first two books.
Through a sarcastic kid with a... I've said too much.
Oh, yeah, I was like, don't do spoilers. No, careful.
No. I've said too much.
You've said too much. So he's read the first two books. So if you've read more than that, no spoilers. He's read the first two. He's got the third one on hold.
I've got like 4 more weeks.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, that's all we got for you guys.
Yep.
Thank you for listening.
Man, that Beatles kid looks like a kid. That one.
Anyway, you're getting sidetracked.
Stop.
Thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember.
The train tracks are looking.
The cryptids are watching. All right. Good job, Bubba.